You're listening to The Becoming a Champion Show with Coach Dana Cavalia. Motivation, inspiration, and coaching to improve your performance so you can live the life of a champion in sports, life, and business. Let's go.
All right, team, how are we doing? This is Coach Dana Cavalier coming at you with the Becoming a Champion Show, where we are all about inspiration, motivation, and encouragement to move you along your high performance journey. And I took 2 weeks off from the show. 2 weeks off from the show. I never take time off from the show because I always say, listen, I may not be able to beat you or win this game of podcasting because of just, you know, overly produced content. But in every part of my life, the way I win and the way I choose to win is through discipline and endurance. Meaning I'm going to show up week over week with value-added content to help you live your best champion's life. I want to help you live the life of a champion. So I was helping myself live the life of a champion by taking 2 weeks off from the show. Now, that didn't mean I took 2 weeks off because I was away doing some sales retreats and sales meetings with companies. So I was away working, but I took 2 weeks off from the show. And that actually is what today's lesson is about. Today's lesson is about taking some strategic time off. Because what do high performers never do? High performers never like to take time off. They know they should, but they don't. And because of that, they end up going weeks, months, years, working, 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 and they start to lose themselves. They start to forget what fun is. They start to forget how to take time off. They are unable to take rest or time off without guilt. So today I want to talk about that because there's a great quote by Vince Lombardi that I put in my new book, Habits of a Champion Team, that'll be out in October, right around my birthday, October 15th. And it says, fatigue will make cowards of us all. Fatigue will make cowards of us all. So that just simply means no matter how good you are, no matter how well trained you are, no matter how intelligent you are, no matter how talented you are, fatigue will make cowards of us all. So I want you to remember that. Fatigue will make cowards of us all. So what are we doing to avoid fatigue? You know, with this whole work from home thing, everybody's on all the time. Everybody's available all the time. How much time do you spend without this rectangle in your hand? How much time do you spend away from your phone? How much time do you spend away from your television? How much time do you spend away from your laptop? I know for myself, it's hard because a lot of my business, a lot of my work, a lot of my writing is all digital. So I have to be very strategic in how much time I spend in front of these devices or else I'll end up shot, tired, fatigued, lacking creativity. And that's the biggest indicator for me. When I start to lack innovation and when I start to lack creativity, when I start to become snippy and unable to just sit in the pocket and really listen and really write and really create and really coach, that's when I know time to call a timeout. And it's okay to call a strategic timeout for yourself. Sometimes it's a day, sometimes it's a weekend, sometimes it's a 3-day weekend, sometimes it's a week, and sometimes it could even be 2 weeks. Don't feel bad. When you think about your week, right? 52 weeks makes up a year. Let's say you were to take 2 weeks off during that year. That's 50 weeks of applied pressure that you could put on your goals, on your outcomes that you desire, on the achievements that you want. 50 weeks. But how many of you are working 52 weeks? And no week feels very different from the next. Many. And over time, that leads to you feeling burnt out. It leads to you feeling charred. It leads to you feeling like you're failing, like you're not doing well, like you could do better, like you're falling behind. All of these natural thoughts and feelings that we have when we fatigue, because fatigue will make cowards of us all, right? So I want to put this out there because I've been coaching and coming across a lot of folks lately that say, hey, coach, you know, I've been grinding it for so long in my business. My health is not where it needs to be. My energy is not where it needs to be. My productivity is not where it needs to be. And whenever I hear these things, I say, well, you're working too much. You're working too much without a break. Your days are probably long and extended, and they run right into the next. And as a result, you're losing productivity. That is the truth. The number one reason why we lose productivity, I have found through the years, is fatigue. When we fatigue, we become less productive. We do work that is not high impact, high thought work. We scroll, we look at emails, we read things, but it's not work that is development-based work, that's growth-based work. It's work that gives us the illusion and feeling that we're working, but it's really just draining our batteries, that type of work. That's not the work that makes an impact. That's not the work that drives initiatives forward. That's not the work that allows you to build something great. And everyone here is about building something great, right? That's why we listen to this show, right? Becoming a champion. You know, it's not called becoming a chump or becoming a loser. Welcome to the Becoming a Loser show, where we teach you ineffective strategies as to how you could live your worst life. No, right? It's the Becoming a Champion show, where we are all about inspiration, motivation, and encouragement to move you along, ready for this, your high performance journey. And that's as an individual, as a member of your family, as an entrepreneur, as a coach, as somebody that's in management, as a CEO, as an executive, whatever it may be. But I've been coming across too many stories lately of folks that are in their 50s and 60s. They've been grinding for so long. They're fatigued, they're tired. Some of them have even gotten sick. And in that journey, when they're on the other side of that work, right, journey, they say, coach, I got to start taking care of me. I've been giving so much to my company. I've been focused so much on the work that I forgot about myself. And my health sucks. My family life is terrible. And I'm not willing to go forward anymore in that way. And that's a great place to be. And that's when I love stepping in as a coach. I love helping people optimize their performance, take that gap and create closure. This is where I am, coach. This is where I want to be. Can you help me get there? Can we devise a plan? Can we work together to make it happen? And my answer to those people is yes. We got to create a plan. We got to get you back on track. And we got to do it differently than we've been doing it. How many of you have been doing the same thing the same way for so long and you feel like shit, but you keep doing it the same way because that's how you do it. And that is what has yielded you results. Folks, you got to be willing to do things differently. You must do things differently or else you're going to continue to feel like crap. Yeah, you have some stacked achievements. Oh yeah, I did great at this. I got this award, the company. But what about you? What about you incorporated? What's going on with you right now? Do you feel great? Do you feel motivated? Do you feel healthy? Do you feel energized? Do you feel inspired? Do you feel creative? Do you feel like you're your best? Or are you just trucking along because that's what you do? I just keep on pushing and I just keep on pushing. I'm shot. I'm fatigued. I'm grinding, hustling 365, 24/7. But I feel like crap. But I'm just going to keep going because that's just what you do. That's what winners do. That's not what winners do. I've trained and coached winners, champions for a very long time. And the best of the best, they know their bodies. They know their mind. They know where those two things need to be in order to get max output. And you got to have a plan to get there. You got to have a plan to get max output. You must have a plan to get max output. You can't just show up anymore. There's too much influence going on outside through marketing, through social media, through guru land, telling you what you should do, who you should be, how you should do it. And then you start to adopt many of those principles and you start losing yourself. So champions know who they are. They know what they need to do. They can give two shits what you need to do to be great. They only care about what they need to do to be great. And that's the journey that we're on. We have to help you figure out what it takes for you to be great. That's why I show up every week talking to you about strategies and tools and even thought processes like this week. I just want you to think about this. I'm not going to give you any tools today, but I want you to think about this and ask yourself the question, am I over-leveraged? Am I feeling fatigued? Am I at my best right now? Is my performance optimized? Or is there something else I could be doing? And could I be doing this better? Am I falling into the same traps, habits, and patterns that make me always feel like I'm behind, like I'm never getting ahead? These are the questions that I have for you to answer. Answer those questions for yourself. And then we'll talk about a plan in the coming episodes. We'll talk about how to get better. Remember, this isn't just some podcast where we're going to sit and talk about, you know, current affairs, and politics, and all the BS that's out there. We're talking about you. We're talking about your performance. We're talking about how to get you better. But I'd rather use a better word than talk about, right? We're coaching you to better performance. We're coaching you to think better. We're coaching you to unleash that inner champion that you have inside of you. Let's bring that champion to life. Let's do it together. This is Coach Dana Cavalier. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you did, give us a like, give us a comment, give us a thumbs up, head on over to iTunes, give the show some love, and most importantly, share it with people that could benefit. There's a lot of people out there that just need to hear the message. And by hearing that message, it'll spark them to take action and even do things differently, very different than they've done maybe in the last 10, 20 years. And that's what this is about. You know, we're helping people become their best. And that is an amazing, amazing thing. So today, I hope you became a little bit better. You're thinking better. And I want you to take time and answer those questions. I'll see you next week. And if you haven't headed over to danacavalier.com, check out the daily blog. I write it in real time. There's no canned messages. I write it every morning, Monday through Friday. So get in there and give it a look, will you? I'll talk to you soon. I'll see you next week. See ya.
If you enjoyed today's episode of the Becoming a Champion Show, share with friends, family, coworkers, and teammates, helping us to build a world of champions. And if you ever need a one-on-one coaching, reach out. Coach Cavalier would love to be your coach. Head on over to danacavalier.com.